Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm broadcasting live on Christmas Day, my 18th consecutive live Christmas program. And I'm glad you're here, and thank you for hanging out with me, and hope you're having a great Christmas. Hope you have a great Christmas day and with you and your family. You know, years ago, folks, I was looking for my very first Christmas program. I was looking for some material, some things to use to talk about on Christmas that wasn't about business, which is what I've done, non-business Christmas shows. And I found this book the week before that show, but way back in 1997, called Anam Cara by a guy named John O'Donohue. Found out that he was an Irish priest who had left the priesthood and was just focusing on his writing. And I loved this book. And for years, I read poetry from the book that I thought was really beautiful. And then over after two or three years, I met someone who knew John, coincidentally, and knew him in Ireland. And they connected us. And for years then, John joined me on my show. I didn't have to read from his book. I had him on the show several times, two or three times during the year, especially at Christmas. And then we lost John 5 or 6 years ago, much too young. He just died very prematurely at the age of 51, and so I still miss him. So this is for the late John O'Donohue. As long as I do my show, I'm going to keep his thoughts alive. And folks, I hope you enjoy this poem. It's called A Friendship Blessing, and it's the foundational poem of this book, Anam Cara, which is not all poetry, by the way. There's some great narrative, great prose in here. This is called A Friendship Blessing. May you be blessed with good friends. May you learn to be a good friend to yourself. May you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. May this change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May you be brought into the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. May you treasure your friends. May you be good to them, and may you be there for them. May they bring you all the blessings, challenges, truth, and light that you need for your journey. May you never be isolated. May you always be in the gentle nest of belonging with your Anam Cara. In Gaelic, Anam Cara means soul friend, good friend. The kids would say BFF, right? Anam Cara, that's the Anam Cara poem from the book Anam Cara. I suspect it's still in publication. I wouldn't take anything for mine. I keep it handy all the time. And you know, folks, when I think about good friends, you and I have some good friends. And I'm going to read this poem from Lance Corporal James Schmidt, who wrote this about some good friends that you and I have. Even though we might not always think about them as that, they are our good friends. Towards the night before Christmas, he lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I'd come down the chilly with presents to give and to see who in this home did live. I looked all about, and a strange sight I did see, no tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. With medals and badges, awards of all kind, a sober thought came through my mind. For this house was different, it was dark and dreary. I'd found the home of a soldier, once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping silent, alone, curled up in the floor of this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder. Now, not how I pictured, a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I'd read, curled up in a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon, round the world, the children would play, and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees. I started to cry. The soldier awakened. I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This is my life. It's my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted asleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, and we both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night. Somewhere, there are members of our military standing a post, many of them in harm's way. God be with every one of them. Merry Christmas.
And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.